Hello, I'm Alison Larkin, writer, comedian, narrator, and host of the Jane Austen podcast. Join me as we embark on a journey through Austen's timeless stories, starting with Pride and Prejudice. The Jane Austen podcast with Alison Larkin is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, welcome to Let's Get Civical.
This is the podcast that breaks down politics, government structure, and dives into the context of current events, but in a super fun way. I'm Lizzie Stewart, comedian, feminist, and political junkie.
And I'm Arden Walentowski, former Senate intern, campaign staffer, and political strategist.
In this episode, we're talking about the great duel between Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr.
So grab your dueling pistols.
And let's get civical. Everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to Let's Get Civical. I am Lizzie Stewart.
And I am Arden Walentowski, and we're melting.
We're melting. We are melting. Ever seen Wizard of Oz?
We're That's melting. Us. We're melting.
Melting. What a great, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but what a great way to kill a villain.
Oh,
like, when
my
you
God.
Think about it, mm-hmm. it's so silly, right? Like, you throw water on her, spoiler alert, and she melts. Like, it's so dumb, but it works.
But we
perfectly.
All bought it.
Nobody
it. We continue to buy it. No.
Yeah. Nobody was like, oh, you can't kill somebody that way. Everybody was like, of course.
Of course. Of course.
There's
you
only
can.
One way mm-hmm. to kill someone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by throwing water on them. Very good. Very good.
Very good. Yes.
So we are also melting. Mm-hmm. We are the Wicked Witches of the North, South, East, and West.
Mm-hmm.
Up and down, left and right. It's very hot in the city. We are in mid, almost July. It's awful.
No
so good. So hot. So we are just gonna do our best because neither of us have our ACs on because they're loud.
They're loud. And so we're suffering for you, fair listeners. We're suffering for you.
Literally for you.
And yes, that's a guilt trip because you know what?
I hope you feel bad.
Uh-huh. So that's for you.
Yes, this is a guilt trip and I hope you feel bad, but also we love you so much and we're so glad you're here. Today, we're just doing something just for us. We don't feel mm-hmm. great. It's hot. And Arden sent this over to me and I literally went, absolutely. Absolutely. It's kind of a lot of our favorite things, right? It's high drama.
Yes.
It's emotional men. It's yes. Aaron Burr, who we've talked about many times over
yes.
the course of these episodes. We've never yes. done one on just him, but like he's popped up a lot.
He's popped up a lot.
Crazy stuff.
Yes.
Where it's like, Aaron, just relax. You don't have to be involved in everything. Like, just no. sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alexander Hamilton, of course, a very emotional guy. Writes a lot.
Drama.
High drama.
Mm-hmm.
And these two men, when they face off, the fact that there wasn't like a West Side Story ballet dance-off to go along with this duel
right.
is surprising.
Surprising.
They are two theater kids who just happen to have guns.
Yes. I mean,
that's how I can like deduce them down.
It is no surprise that this happened in the summer because also they're wearing full-on coats. It's not like they were wearing shorts and, you know, Havanas. This was,
no.
they were wearing long coats and long pants and wigs. They're already hot. It's already sweltering. They have no teeth. They're always drunk because they were drinking alcohol instead of water. I mean, yeah. The fact that this did not happen more often is beyond me. So of course this duel happened, and of course it ended the way it did, because this was always a bad decision.
Always.
And of course it happened in the summer. Like,
yeah,
this was inevitable. And
yeah, I'm ready to go out and walk six paces, turn around and shoot because it's awful.
It's awful outside.
Awful outside. Yeah. So obviously we are talking about the great duel between Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr. Mm-hmm. If you've seen the musical Hamilton, this gets addressed.
Yes, it's a great song.
It's very famous. It's a great song.
This is one of my favorite songs in the show, I have to say.
It's a great song, and it's just, I mean, because it's a really compelling story and very tragic. Like, when you kind of take away this is so silly of it, it's really tragic that, like, this is how Alexander Hamilton, spoiler, had to go because, like, they couldn't get over their immature. It's, like, such an immature thing.
Right.
So what a waste.
Such a waste. But then also when you, like, learn about the backstory and how it got here, like, Alexander Hamilton, drama queen that he was, like,
yeah,
really, like, egged on Aaron Burr and, like, was a shithead to him.
Sure.
And so then, you know, of the time.
You see where Aaron is coming from?
You see where Aaron's coming from. And you're like, all right, dude, I get it. It's like, the way you solve the problem in your time is to, like, challenge him to a duel.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that, but, like, you are a dude of your time. And so, you know, but I'm also, you know, like, Alexander Hamilton was, like, a real shitbox to Aaron Burr. And not that that means he deserved it, but, like, I don't know, man. It wasn't like
what
Alexander Hamilton was innocent in all of this, but he did not obviously deserve to die.
It reminds me of a story. So when Kyle and I, this is relevant, I promise. When Kyle and I first got our car, we got a used Ford Fiesta 2 or 3 years ago. We were so excited. And we brought it, we weren't living together at the time. So we parked it in my old neighborhood. And the second day I came out and I was going to go drive the car somewhere, and somebody had keyed the side of our car on the driver's side.
I remember
that. And I was just so deflated. I was like, somebody keyed our car. And so Kyle came over. I called my parents. They were like, what? How is it? This happened? Blah, blah, blah. And then we call Kyle's mom, and, you know, she has lived in Brooklyn her whole life. She literally, without missing a beat, he was like, hey, mom, somebody keyed our car. She just went, well, what do you expect? It's a new car. Of course it's going to get keyed. And to this day, it's the funniest thing. Because the moment she said that, she was like, I guess you're right, man. Like, we're just living in Brooklyn. Of course our new car is going to get keyed. And so I feel the same way about this, where it's like, what do you expect, Alex? Of course he's going to shoot you.
You've been such a jerk. Like, of course Alexander Hamilton is like, all right, like, whatever, I'll shoot up into the air. And of course Burr's like, you're a fucking dickwad. Bang.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, motherfucker. Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
All right. Well, let's get to it, shall we? I challenge you to a duel, Arden Walentowski.
Let's do it.
Let's start off by telling me what the sources are for today.
Pew, pew. Let's do. Pew, pew. All right. The first one is pbs.org. Very helpful.
Very helpful.
Very helpful with the learning and the notes. History.com. Very helpful with the background of the gentleman.
Obviously.
Very great.
Right up their alley.
Right up their alley. Also where I got the idea, because they have a great, this happened in history today. Awesome. And then OSU, Ohio, the Ohio State University.
Wow.
I know. Sorry, Mom. Sorry.
Wow. I know. To bring the Ohio State University to this podcast in front of me.
I know.
Is really something.
I'm sorry, everybody.
It's really something.
Sorry. I know. I am from Ohio, but I feel like it's not a great look.
It's not a great
look. For
certain
members of my family and apparently for Lizzie, and I didn't even know that. I'm very sorry, everybody.
Well, it's a football thing.
I know. It's a football thing. Every other aspect of Ohio, it's totally fine, mostly. But it's a football thing. I'm so sorry.
It's a football thing. I'm just like, why do you have to emphasize that it's the Ohio State?
I know, it's so
dumb. I'm like, how about the University of Phoenix? Like, there's so many these. Like, you're not the only one.
Party school. Great.
The Ohio State.
Yep.
Anyways, that's my, we can get into it. I know. I'm not going to get into it. We're fine.
That's fine.
We're fine. I'm glad that they are contributing in this way.
They had some interesting information. Yeah. No, it's great.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start off talking about who was Alexander Hamilton. So in case you've been not up with the musical Hamilton and you just don't really know, we're going to give you a little overview because we gotta understand who this guy was, who this little drama queen was, because he was a drama queen. So Alexander Hamilton was born on the Caribbean island of Nevis and came to the American colonies in 1773 as a poor immigrant. In 1776, he joined the Continental Army in the American Revolution, and his relentless energy, LOL, and remarkable intelligence brought him to the attention of, you guessed it, head full of wood, General George Washington, who took him on as an aide.
Which sounds more like George... Popeye, but that's knocking teeth.
Clack, 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 yeah, clack, 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 clack. I like how George is like, this guy got some relentless energy. Bring him over.
He seems wild.
He seems like a little Energizer bunny.
He is a go-get'em.
10 years later, Hamilton served as a delegate to the Constitutional Convention, and he led the fight to win ratification of the final document, which created the kind of strong, centralized government that he favored. He had a lot of opinions about how things should run. He really, really had a lot of ideas.
Yes.
If you haven't read some of the Federalist Papers that he has written, oh my God.
Very opinionated.
Always writing and writing and writing in his diaries. Mm-hmm. It just, all of his thoughts. Couldn't stop thinking about how the government should run. In 1789, he was appointed the first Secretary of the Treasury by President Washington, and during the next 6 years, he crafted a sophisticated monetary policy that saved the young U.S. government from collapse. With the emergence of political parties, Hamilton was regarded as a leader of the Federalists, which we have talked about in the past. Federalists.
We have.
So that's Hamilton in a nutshell. So he's this guy, start off dirt poor, but is smart as a whip, apparently relentless.
Energizer bunny.
Finds himself in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
Catches the eye of OG George Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And from there is kind of like nurtured into these positions of like... Yes. Putting his brain to use. And I think the biggest show of that is what he did in creating the Treasury. Being like,
yes,
guys, I got the numbers. We're going to be fine. Just do as I say and we'll be able to afford to continue to being a country.
Right. So that's Queen Alexander Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr was born into a prestigious New Jersey family in 1756. So already we see some differences.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Burr is born in the American colonies, into money. He was also intellectually gifted. He graduated from the College of New Jersey, which later became known as Princeton. We should still call it that, the College of New Jersey. So prestigious if it was like, I went to the College of New Jersey.
To the College of New Jersey. Look, I was in New Jersey last night.
Oh.
And it is a real interesting state to be in late at night. I'll tell you that much.
That is very true. It is very true. So Ehrenberg graduated from the College of New Jersey, which later became Princeton, at the age of 17. He joined the Continental Army in 1775 and distinguished himself during the Patriot attack on Quebec. He was a masterful politician and was elected to the New York State Assembly in 1784 and later served as state attorney. In 1790, he defeated Alexander Hamilton's father-in-law in a race for the U.S. Senate.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You used to be mad love. That's them. That's honestly them. If I was Taylor Swift and I was doing that music video, it would literally just be like images of Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton. Like that's what this is. Mm-hmm. Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. Like that's a lyric. That's so dumb. That's so dumb.
Just images of Alexander Hamilton's stomach, like, this bullet with like
this bullet
superimposed drawn band-aids over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's rough. I gotta say. I mean,
it's rough out there for a queen.
Look, I get where the built-in rivalry was made, right? Like,
yeah.
One guy's poor, one guy's rich. One guy has an education, like a proper education, one guy doesn't.
Right.
They both are rising stars.
Right.
After the Revolutionary War. And then they both go into politics and they do things differently.
Right.
And to add salt to the wound, you beat my father-in-law in a Senate race?
Right.
Consider that shots fired.
Right. It's also at the time there's like, you know, 30 guys and they all know each other. It's not now where there's a million guys.
Yeah.
And maybe they sometimes maybe know each other. There's 30 guys.
And it's been a while since we pointed out that this nation was founded on John, and John's thoughts
and the goat
and feelings and the goat. The goat. It's been so long since we talked about John, and John and the goat.
And the goat. So
this nation had six Johns, a single goat, all coming up with ideas. Yes. Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr are like one of the Johns that are just around being like, that sounds good, John. Okay, John. I don't know about that, John.
Right.
Like, it's an echo chamber of Johns coming up with the same ideas and then getting mad about when one of the other Johns has a different idea.
Right.
So let's talk about the duel, right? That's why we're all here. How did this escalate? Like, I get it. I get why they, like, maybe don't like each other.
Right.
I get why they're probably even rivals. But
because there are people that we don't like. But, like, I'm not going to be like, hey,
I'm going to go shoot
like
you.
I'm gonna, how bad? Do you want to go out to, like, the park and, like, maybe duel? Like, it just
let's settle this like men.
Right. That's a lot of energy that I don't have.
Yeah.
But these two guys apparently had it. So.
Yeah. They're like, we're gonna go and duel this out, really.
Mm-hmm.
So Hamilton was a Federalist, as we said. And Aaron Burr was a Republican. So, okay, political rivals, political foes.
Mm-hmm.
The men clashed repeatedly in the political arena. The first major skirmish was in 1791 when Burr successfully captured a U.S. Senate seat from Philip Schuyler, Hamilton's powerful father-in-law, like we said. So
that's the first strike.
Hamilton, then Treasury Secretary, would have counted on Schuyler to support his policies. When Burr won the election, Hamilton was pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
He was pissed off. In 1800, Burr obtained and had published, quote, The Public Conduct and Character of John Adams, Esquire, President of the United States, end quote, which was a document highly critical of Adams, who was a Federalist. I have got to get public conduct and character of John Adams, Esquire, President of the United States.
Could you imagine, like, Alexander Hamilton is a queen among queens.
Yeah.
And So writing about John Adams, this has got to be a drag them of all documents.
Drag them.
This has got to be a must read.
Yeah. And John Adams, who we've said many times.
Never got hugged as a child.
Never got hugged. Like, such a sourpuss. John Quincy Adams, his son, worse.
Yes.
The Adams family is not fun.
No.
So Hamilton, who was the author of the article or whatever it was, book, newsletter about John Adams, had intended it for private circulation. Its publication proved highly embarrassing to Hamilton and helped widen rifts in the Federalist Party. So Aaron Burr gets his hands on a copy of this, like, dragging of John Adams that Hamilton wrote. And Hamilton was like, I didn't mean for these to get out. This was private. And now he looks really bad.
Right. He basically is like, oh, I wrote this post on Facebook, but I only meant to send it via Messenger, but somebody actually posted it on their public Facebook wall.
Yeah.
And now honestly, everybody you know what
this
knows.
This is a, he was like, these were private DMs.
Right.
And you posted them, Aaron Burr, mm-hmm. on your feed.
Yeah.
And me dragging John Adams was supposed to be between me and mine, not mm-hmm. anybody else. And now you're making me look bad and you're weakening my party. Honestly, right. It's a great move on Aaron Burr's part. I'm like, you guys are so dramatic.
So dramatic.
He's literally so publishing, like, shit talking.
Right.
Do you, that's what, like, this is.
If this is how, like, politicians today are so bad. Like, they're so bad at politicking. If they did this shit, Americans would pay the fuck attention. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they play games like this, ugh. But they can't do that. They don't do that shit. Because they don't, like, they're, like, all about, you know, it's just, it's, like, so boring. But if they play so this kind of a game, like...
I'm like, honey, leak the DMs.
Leak the DMs.
Leak them. Leak them.
With something more interesting than, like, let's be bad. Let's get risotto. Like, let's that's not fun.
Let's be bad. It's not... Look, risotto. If it's bad, if it's wrong, I don't want to be right.
Right. Like, but let's... That, I mean, that was just funny. But, like, come on.
Yeah. So... Strike one was Aaron Burr beating Alexander Hamilton's father-in-law at a U.S. Senate seat. That's strike number one. Strike number two was Aaron Burr basically leaking Alexander Hamilton's trash-talking of John Adams, the president of the United States and a Federalist.
Yep.
Now let's talk about the next wrong that that has been done.
Mm-hmm.
So that same year, when Republicans Aaron Burr and Thomas Jefferson tied in balloting for the presidency, Hamilton lobbied Congress to decide the election in Jefferson's favor. Hamilton's campaign had little effect, but in the end, Jefferson emerged the winner. So now Hamilton's striking back, right? So we've got a tie. And this is a very infamous, like, almost Bush v. Gore-esque type of... situation where it has to go to Congress to decide the president because they've tied. And so Hamilton's doing whatever he can to make sure it's not Burr. And like, did he have influence? Apparently not. But just the fact that he was trying so hard to prevent Aaron from becoming president, shots fired.
Shots fired. Yeah, that sucks. That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
We're going to take a quick break for a little word from our sponsors.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
So the fourth thing, and the thing that pushed it over the edge for Aaron Burr, was the New York governor's race of 1804 pushed the two men to violence. In that election, Burr turned his back on the Republicans and ran as an independent.
Ooh, bold.
I know. Burr believed that if he won, he would regain power. The prospect of Burr leading New York mortified Hamilton, who despised and mistrusted Burr completely. I don't understand the why he despises Aaron Burr.
I mean,
like,
we're just talking about some of the wrongs. Like, this is, at this point, what is this, 1804? When did this start? The first skirmish. So 1791 was when Burr won against the U.S. Father-in-law.
Philip Scott,
so this is like 15 years of like not liking each other and go. Right. And these are just some of the things. Like, these two have been at it and undercutting each other for over a decade, and now Burr's going to potentially become the governor of New York and get like a prominent position of power, probably more prominent than what Alexander Hamilton was doing. He's like, oh, for my literal dead body.
Right.
And Aaron Burr was like, it's so funny you say that.
It's so funny. Hear me out.
So funny you say it. I'm actually going to do that.
The word despised is so strong. I cannot think of a single person that I despise. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is very strong. Almost so that, like, to the point where I'm like, I kind of hope that these two were like casually meeting and like constantly giving digs to one another, like, you know, pulling upside along each other, you know, at the courthouse with their horse and buggies or just their horses, and like stealing each other's, you know, like horse hooks to, like, you know, when they were pulling up to the courthouse, you know, like, or like, that's my bale,
like, the equivalent
mine,
of slashing your tires.
like that kind of a thing. Like, I, like, otherwise I'm kind of like, how is this going on? Like, I just imagine Hamilton living in like constant gar, you know.
Yeah. I mean also these are two highly emotional men in 1804.
Clearly. I feel like they're not
calibrated to handle like any type of criticism or challenge. Like, these guys are just emotional babies who are like, well, this is how I want to run the government. Oh, you disagree? Well, eat shit. Like, it's so dumb.
So crazy.
These two guys.
Oh, my God. So Hamilton despises Burr, mistrusts him. Early in 1804, Hamilton tried to convince New York Federalists not to support Aaron Burr. Although Hamilton's campaign was probably not the deciding factor, the Burr campaign failed. He was crushed in the general election by Morgan Lewis, the Republican candidate, who was supported by George and DeWitt Clinton, powerful New York Republicans of the time. The battle for New York had been a bruising one, but in the end, a relatively minor slight precipitated the Burr-Hamilton duel.
Mm. Literally, so, like a straw broke the camel's back.
So Burr was like, oh my God, just let me have one goddamn thing?
I just want to be in high office. I swear to God.
So in February of 1804, a New York Republican, Dr. Charles D. Cooper, attended a dinner party at which Alexander Hamilton spoke forcefully and eloquently against Burr. This I love. I want this. I want this letter.
If you're gonna talk shit, hear me now. If you're gonna talk shit, you gotta do so forcefully and eloquently. I want you to paint a picture. I want you to really paint a picture of what's going on. And I bet Alexander Hamilton, because Alexander Hamilton, great writer. I'm telling you, read the Federalist Papers. They are very, you can like feel his emotion. He's like, the reason why we need to have more justices on the Supreme Court is a matter of life and death. You see, do you see? Are you like, that's literally how he's writing. And you're like, okay.
You can feel the quiver in his voice, like the quiver of his pen.
It's just like, nobody ever listens to me, but I know that if we move to a gold standard, that then will thusify. Like, it's, I'm like, Alex. So funny.
So funny.
So, yeah, I can imagine he's like spewing lyrics.
Oh my gosh.
About Aaron Burr.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So he's at the dinner table spewing lyrics. Eloquently, forcefully, fervently about his hatred for Aaron Burr. Dr. Charles D. Cooper wrote a letter to Philip Schuyler in which he made reference to this particularly despicable opinion that Hamilton expressed about Burr. The letter was then published in a New York paper called the Albany Register.
Wait a second.
I love this. Like, these people have nothing to do. Nothing to do.
Who got their hands on this letter to publish it?
Was it Philip? No. I love
this. Wait, I wonder if we can find the letter. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Okay. So this is an excerpt from the letter that Dr. Cooper sent to Philip Schuyler that was published in the Albany Register, and Aaron Burr was pissed off about. Quote, I assert that General Hamilton and Judge Kent have declared in substance that they looked upon Mr. Burr to be a dangerous man and one who ought not to be trusted with the reins of government. If, sir, you attend a meeting of Federalists at the City Tavern where General Hamilton made a speech on the pending election, I might appeal to you for the truth of so much of this ascertains as relates to him, dot, dot, dot. For really, sir, I could detail to you a still more despicable opinion which General Hamilton has expressed of Mr. Burr. So he's basically what Alexander Hamilton was saying was like, this guy shouldn't be in government.
Right.
He shouldn't be running government. And what is more offensive to Aaron Burr than somebody, especially Alexander Hamilton, telling him that he shouldn't have a high position of office? Because that's literally all that he wants. That's all that he wants is to have a fucking position in government. Go off.
Go off. So what does Aaron Burr do? Because he is so pissed off about this transaction. He challenges Alexander Hamilton to a duel.
He's literally like, I heard you were talking shit about me. Let's fight.
Let's fight. Let's fight.
That's it.
And he didn't even hear it.
Like, it wasn't even to him.
No.
It was somebody recounting to somebody else
the
words that he said to not him.
Right.
Just about
and it is. Right. And at this point, like, his political career is not going well. Like, he's lost some elections and people, and Alexander Hamilton does seem to be winning in his campaign against Burr to take him, to make sure that he doesn't get any kind of, like, appointed or...
Never mind the fact that political Burr ran office. As an independent. Like, he didn't even run with his party.
With his party.
Do you think maybe that probably played into it? Like,
probably. But for whatever reason, he's not doing well politically, and so he's grasping at, you know, the proverbial straw.
Yeah, and he's like, this is Alexander Hamilton's fault.
This is his fault. And so I'm going to challenge him to a duel because I need my pride.
Need my pride. Well, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. Let's talk about the duel. On July 11th, 1804, Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr met on the dueling grounds at Weehawken, New Jersey, to fight the final skirmish of a long-lived political and personal battle. I don't know how I didn't know that this happened in New Jersey, but it makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I also, I'm like, where, because the sentence reads, they met on the dueling grounds at Weehawken. Right. I was like, were there specific dueling grounds? Like, were there designated dueling grounds in places around? Or was this like at somebody's appointed, like, neutral? Like, where was this?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Weehawken. My God. And it just makes it sound so much less distinguished.
Hamilton wanted to avoid the duel, but politics left him no choice. Because if he admitted to Burr's charge, which was substantially true, he would lose his honor. And if he refused to duel, the result would be the same. Either way, his political career would be over. So he can't say, yeah, Burr, you're right, because that would make him basically a pariah, and he can't not duel because that would make him like a pussy.
Right.
Like, if somebody challenges you to a duel, you gotta take the duel.
Right.
Can't be scared.
No.
We should look up the rules to a duel. Hold on. So this is from PBS. These are the rules to a duel, just to give us an idea of like all the things that they have to go through to get to the point where they're literally shooting at each other. There's quite a couple of steps here. So this is from PBS, and it's called The Rules of Dueling. The first offense requires the first apology. So they like first the first time you wrong me, you have to give me an apology. If doubt exists, which is where I think we are, the decision rests with the second. So they both bring a second person along, right? Mm-hmm. So like Alexander Hamilton had his guy and Aaron Burr had his guys. And they try to figure it out.
Right.
And then if they can't agree, then we continue on with shooting. So it's like they try to resolve it, the two of them. And if they can't, if somebody won't apologize and come to a, like, you know, if the person who's being challenged doesn't satisfy the person who did the challenging, then it moves to the seconds to try to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And then that's when we get to the two shots. The challenged chooses his ground. So the challenged chooses where, and the challenger chooses the distance that they walk. That's interesting.
Oh, that's interesting.
The seconds load the guns in presence of each other to make sure that there's
no dilly-dallying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when the seconds disagree and they have to go to shooting, it must be at the same time and at right angles with their principals. That's so weird.
Oh, because the whole thing, you can't shoot. You're not supposed to shoot away.
Yeah, you have to shoot like...
You have to shoot out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't like do fire. You have to go
at. Yeah.
That's a lot. So it's so interesting. They go through a lot to try to not shoot each other.
Right.
Like they literally their seconds met, they met, they talked on the grounds, the seconds talked on the grounds, the seconds loaded their pistol. Like this is a whole song and dance.
Yeah. Just to get to the point
where it's like, no, we want to shoot and they only get two shots at each other. We're going to shoot twice at each other.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So they end up shooting each other, obviously.
Or they shoot at each other.
Yeah. They shoot at each other. Now, the account of the duel is a little shaky because since it was illegal, the witnesses had to turn their backs to the duel to give them plausible deniability. That's so such a little loophole. Yes, I was there, but I wasn't facing it.
So I didn't see it.
So I didn't do it. I didn't see it. Each fired a shot from a 56 caliber dueling pistol. Burr was unscathed. Hamilton fell to the ground, mortally wounded, and ended up dying the next day.
He was shot in the stomach.
And now here's a little bit more about dueling. So a duel did not require a winner or a loser. In fact, it did not require bloodshed at all. It was all about the act of challenging somebody to a duel.
Yeah.
It's like the whole pageantry of it.
Yeah.
The mere act of standing on the dueling ground and being willing to die for one's honor sufficed for most. Many duelists threw away their shots, either by shooting into the ground in front of themselves or shooting well above their opponent. Many who engaged in duels often missed their targets on purpose, valuing life over death, but demonstrating that each was willing to die for honor. Hamilton probably did just that. So Hamilton was probably look, I've come here.
Right.
I've stood up for my honor. I'm willing to die for my honor.
Right.
So I'm going to shoot a little high or a little above. Whereas Aaron Burr, and this is why I don't like Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr was like, no, I'm going to shoot you.
I'm going to shoot you. Burm. Yeah.
Going to shoot you.
He hit him in his stomach. Like that.
Yeah. He literally didn't even try to not shoot him.
No, he didn't try. He was just like, boom. Like straight out 90 degrees as per the rule. But like, he full-on shot Alexander Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which then is why everybody gets angry at Burr because
he
went against. He didn't have to shoot him. But he went, like, yes, there are rules for dueling, but he went against the unspoken rule of like, we don't follow that last rule.
Yeah. Especially about something like this, right? This isn't somebody who is like, disparaged your wife. This isn't somebody who is like killed your father. This is somebody who has just talked some mad shit about you.
Right, right.
And
this
you
is a
kill
bullshit
him.
Duel, Every- Burr.
It's a lot. Everybody's like, this is an overreaction, Aaron.
Yes.
You shouldn't have killed him. Like, you brought him out. You did the whole duel thing. We were all behind you then.
Yep.
But you should have missed.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah. No. No. So the aftermath was not good for either of them, really.
Well, sure.
Sure.
I mean, honestly, it was better for Hamilton. He has lived on in infamy.
It's true. It's true. I mean, it made him, probably even more of a legend than he already was. I mean, it's interesting. I wonder if he would have been as memorable I wonder if we remember his name more because of how he died.
I think so. I think it definitely plays a part of it.
Yeah.
But I also think that, he already kind of had a little bit more of a legacy because he literally built the treasury of the United States.
I know, but we don't really know. I mean, there are other people who also did, other founding fathers who did similar things that we don't really talk about, we remember the names of presidents and that kinds of things I don't know.
Yeah. I agree. It definitely jazzes up the story a bit.
It does. It does. So let's talk about the aftermath.
Let's.
Instead of reviving Burr's political career, as he had hoped, the duel helped to end it. People did not like that he shot Hamilton. Very upsetting. Sure. Burr was charged with two counts of murder.
Two counts of murder?
Bang, bang.
Was he pregnant?
Very progressive. Very progressive.
Okay. Okay, two counts go off.
Two counts.
I mean, maybe it was like, maybe it's like murder, and like murder with a deadly weapon. Like,
Like a sub of murder
that's still murder.
I don't know.
First degree and assault. I don't know.
I
don't know how it worked back in 1804.
Yeah, I don't know. After his term as vice president ended, Burr would never hold elected office again.
Sure.
I mean, yeah. He appeared to relish his role in Hamilton's death, but the duel discredited him with the public, which was a fate that contributed to his involvement in a conspiracy to take Western lands and establish a separate government. This is where it all just goes awry for Aaron Burr. He was then tried for treason in 1807, but was acquitted. Yo.
Yeah. He's a cat with nine lives when you really think about it. It's like, stop committing crimes. Aaron, stop committing crimes. Please stop committing crimes. And it's so unfortunate because the drama of Aaron Burr and the drama of Alexander Hamilton, they're actually a match made in heaven. Like, can you imagine if these two were friends? What they could have gotten up to?
Oh my God.
They literally could have overthrown the government if they had put their intelligence and their emotions and their passion for governing.
Right.
And combined forces. But they were so busy just trying to undermine the other that they never, neither of them ever reached their full potential as a leader.
No. And the sad thing is that, you know, Burr tried to establish his own government and take Western lands, but just essentially proving what Hamilton had been saying all along. Like, don't trust this dude.
Yeah.
Don't trust him. He's not good.
Yeah. Look, I think I always was, and I will continue to be on Team Hamilton on this one.
Uh-huh.
Burr is a snake in the grass, and, you know, probably should have gotten some type of consequence for killing Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
And probably shouldn't have been acquitted for treason. I feel like if this isn't treason, just to literally go take Western lands and establish a rival government, I don't know what is. But that is our episode on the great duel of Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr. What a fun one.
Happy July, y'all.
Stay cool. And in the meantime, we love you so, so much. And if you like what you heard, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Let's Get Civical. As always, remember to rate, a review, a subscribe. We love you so, so much. And we will see you next Wednesday.
Goodbye.